You know, right after I made that video about incels and how I have empathy for them, I began to wonder, will people then ask me why I don't feel a lot of empathy for women? And the thing is, it's not really so much that I actually don't feel empathy for women. In fact, I actually understand and where their mindset comes from a lot of the time. For example, especially like smaller women, you know, or like women in general. I remember one time, this was way back when. I think I was in high school, and I remember I used to bring in these kind of hand grippers into school, and this one is actually a 200-pound hand gripper, it's like twice as strong as the one I used to have when I was a teenager. Actually, I still have it in my room, but I remember I was using it, and this one girl, she wanted to try it and like play with it, right? And she tried her best to use the hand gripper, but she literally couldn't even make the thing move. Like, and then she like put it together and like tried to use her entire body to compress it, which even then honestly wouldn't even work. But then what she tried to do was it actually takes more effort to compress it this way than if you used it the correct way. But then what she tried to do was she pressed it against the desk and she put her entire body weight on it and it just didn't even move. And it was like, well, shoot, man. And I just grabbed it and I closed the hand gripper. And so it was in that moment I had realized the radical strength difference between like men and women, right? Like it was never something I ever really thought about, you know, up until that point. But then I noticed like it was just something intuitively known, but like the stark difference in the fact that like the whole of her body strength couldn't close this hand gripper, but my hand could. It was just like, well, shit, dude. It was just like, it was just night and day. It's the strength difference is just night and day. But then, as much as I empathize with women and particularly smaller women and like their fear of men, I remember one time there was I was in college and I was walking back with a friend of mine, and it was really interesting because like as we walked around the corner, she like looked both ways to see if it was safe, and I was like, wow, that is just not something I normally do. Interesting. Just to, like the fact that you know she needed me to walk with her, was this another thing that just, you know, again, it's all like intuitive stuff, you know, but you don't ever really think about, you know. And I thought about it, and I really did feel like empathy for like smaller women, and like they're just in the contest of strength between women and men, it's just men vastly, you know, eclipse women, you know. But then I realized, well, the vast majority of men don't want to hurt you, so it is wise to be wary. But if you're with men that you trust, and if you're with good, honorable men, then you shouldn't have to worry too much about it. And so while I empathize with women in that, you know, degree, at the same time, you know, being a man and, you know, being someone that doesn't particularly want to go around harming women for no particular reason, and seeing that the vast majority of men don't either, considering we live in a society, and men are actually mostly the victims of violent crimes anyway, with the exception of sexual abuse, which even then is very particular, blah, 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 all that bullshit. It brings me to say this. It's not really so much that I don't empathize with women. I just don't empathize with women as much as I empathize with men, especially in particular regards to like dating and male-female relationships. And there is only one overarching and simple reason why I don't mostly empathize with these degrees of women. And that is simply because I exist. Oh, don't worry, that'll make sense in a little bit. So, let's start off with this, okay? When it comes to a lot of the problems that I've noticed some women have mentally and emotionally, like when it comes to dating and being attractive, I admittedly have a very tough time co-signing with them. I made a video where I talked about femcels, and I originally was going to title the video "Cry Me a River" because I just had no empathy for them. I just could not bring myself to feel what they feel and to accept this shit as a legitimate issue for a while. I mean, eventually I began to recognize that to them it's some degree of an issue, but excuse me, you'll see my conclusions in a second. The reason why is because if I were to break down what a lot of these women's issues are, it all does just come back to, well, I exist. Don't worry, you'll see what that means in a second, okay? I promise. So let's talk about this one, because I thought this was a good example to start off with. Let's talk about body acceptance and body positivity and all of that, you know? If you had a lot of women who don't feel very attractive, and they don't feel very pretty or beautiful. And you have some women who are clearly attractive and clearly beautiful who are just insecure beyond reason, right? And that insecurity can lie for a number of reasons, okay? It's a little more complex than what most people think it is, but, you know, it's an insecurity I understand that exists. And it's even something that I felt and that I recognized, something that I said back in the incel video, if you guys caught that one as well. But when it comes down to it, there is a reason why I always felt that I just couldn't really co-sign with it too much and really feel as empathetic as I thought I could. And that was because, and you guessed it, I mean, I exist. So what does that mean? Well, basically, if you look at what the issue is, a lot of women are insecure about the way they look. But, like, why? Because they put a lot of value on it. But, like, why? Because they get perks out of it. They get something out of being attractive and being good-looking. You know, and I think they all recognize it, and everyone, like, sees it and understands it. But the thing that becomes really sillier still is all of the girls who are insecure and do feel ugly, half the time aren't even ugly, or half the time aren't even unattractive. And the reason why I just feel like there's not much empathy to be had for them, or at least I personally don't feel it, is because most of the time, a lot of the girls I meet who think that they're ugly or who think that they're unattractive, even if they are or aren't, are all girls that I would probably date anyway. You know what I mean? It's not even just girls that I would date anyway, but there would be girls I would date, and I'd be happy to date. And I'd be happy to look at her face every single day. You know what I mean? Like, so I see all these girls, and they're upset about the way they look, and I'm just like, fam, like I wish I could date you. Like, I would date you tomorrow. What the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, what do you want about? Right? And so seeing that they, and it's not just me. So, I mean, I don't really even think I'm a particularly special individual. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's lots of guys who would just want a girl that just looks okay. I mean, just someone that they can look with without discomfort. You know, just someone that's okay. And I'm sure there's lots of guys who would definitely be with a girl that was ugly or unattractive or whatever, and then, like, still be with her just from strength of her personality and whatnot. And certainly, I mean, I've met guys who are like that. I was a guy like that, honestly. There's this one girl who I initially met, and I thought that she was very unattractive person, but over time, the more I talked to her, the more, you know, we talked about different stuff and became friends, the more I was like, you know what, I could date that girl, and I would be happy dating that girl, you know what I mean? I know I can personally get to that point if I talk to a woman enough and I like who she is enough as a person, you know what I mean? So, knowing that I exist, and that these girls aren't frothing at the mouth to come date me, I'm just like, well, fam, you have a direct solution to your problem, and you choose not to take it. I mean, when it comes down to it, the long and short of it is, being attractive just means that people want to have sex with you. And if you can find someone who wants to have sex with you and likes the way you look, then you should just fucking accept that shit and just be with that person and then, you know, work on that relationship. But they don't. I mean, hell, I've met lots of girls who are like this, and like I said, they weren't frothing at the mouth to date me, so you have a direct solution to your issue, and you choose to not take it. What am I supposed to do at that point? If you're a femcel and you get all these different guys messaging you, if you're just a normal, regular woman, and you get all these offers for guys to date you, and you choose that they're all inferior, or they're not good dating choices, well then at that point, it's like, well, I mean, I got none for you, fam. Like, that's you. That's why it's very tough for me to empathize with them. Like, for as much as some women, like, complain about, like, you don't see a lot of girls, like, call themselves fat. It's usually a particularly white woman thing. But, you know, they'll be, like, kind of slightly chubby, you know what I mean? It'll just, like, you know, they're not really even fat, you know? And even you'll find girls who are fat, you know, who are still have very attractive faces. And even if you're fat and, like, being fat doesn't make you ugly, by the way. You know, but let's say you're fat and you're ugly, right? You can definitely have a strong personality or a nice personality as a woman and still find some guy that wants you. You know what I mean? Like, you can do it. And when you live in a world like that, it's just like, well, fam, at that point, you just have to accept yourself. And it's like, no one can really help you with that problem but you. Even if we lived in a society where everyone, where we accepted body positivity and all this fat, you know, acceptance, and we accepted all these ugly people or whatever with women, and we didn't care about beauty standards. Let's say we had that. I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you don't like you, you don't like you. I can't make you like you. No matter how much I compliment you, no matter how much I'm there for you, no matter how much I'm around you, I've learned this numerous times, I can't make you like you. So, what am I supposed to do at that point? it's nothing I can do. It's up to you. And so at that point, it's like, meh. Meh. And so, and I know it sounds kind of cruel, but I mean, I don't know. I think it's incredibly positive that as a woman, if you feel unattractive, you can find people who find you attractive and then just go talk to them and just go hang around them. I can't do that as a man. Like, I can't just put my picture up and say, hey, give me attention, and have a bunch of girls, hey, give me attention too. Like, that shit will never happen. There'll never be a situation where I do some shit like that. You know what I mean? So, that's something you got that I don't have. And so, I have a very tough time empathizing when you can do that, and I can't. Moving forward, let's talk about, like, the actual, like, actually having relationships, right? And actually being with good people. And I see girls, like, this is actually a hilarious example, because I always do this, not really so much because I want to date the girl, because I don't. But mostly so, at some point, she attains some degree of self-awareness. But this one girl, like, will post constantly on Facebook, the shit is just fucking obnoxious at this point, about how she wants a relationship and how she wants some man to come in her life and yada yada. You know, you guys all are aware of people like this. And it's interesting, because I always tell her, I say, hey, look, man, like, I'll talk to you seriously if you want. Like, I'll you know, try to date you seriously. And then she would tell me that, you know, honestly, I just feel like I'll walk all over you. And then I'm just like, well, okay, you won't, but whatever. I just throw my hands up and say, well, that's it. That's all I got. I offer you, and you said no. And that's why I have a very tough time empathizing with women that have had bad relationships. Because I exist. I mean, okay, fine. Like, I know I keep saying that shit, but seriously, I don't really think I'm a particularly special individual. I don't really think I'm the greatest person who ever lived. I really don't. But at the very least, I'm someone that has always cared earnestly about the women I've tried to date. I mean, like, I've really, and I've loved women deeply, and it's always been one-sided, and I've always cared about them quite a bit. And even if I fuck up, even if I say something mean, I always come back and I always apologize, and I always try, you know, I always care about them. And they just didn't give a fuck. Like, they didn't care. It didn't matter how much I liked them. It didn't matter how much I appreciated them. It didn't matter how much it didn't matter. It's whatever. I mean, maybe in the recesses of their minds, they thought about it or they felt bad. I wouldn't know. I have no idea. But what I do know is they never dated me. They never said they gave a fuck. And they never really even tried to stay in contact with me. Or they didn't care. So at that point, it's like, well, fam, I exist. Like, you see all these women complain about their awful, you know, shitty relationships, you know. And initially, when I was younger, I used to feel really bad. I used to be like, man, damn, that's awful. You don't deserve that. But over the years, and after constantly being rejected over and over again by those same girls, mind you, I'm just like, well, you had the choice, and you said no. At that point, why should I feel bad that your relationships are awful? Why should I even accept that men are terrible and awful in general when you were given the option to pick someone good, and you said no? Like, why should I take your commentary on men seriously at that point? You know, it's interesting. You know, we're supposed to listen to these women complain about men in general, about how terrible we are and how we're all fuckboys and everything. And it's like, you present them, hey, here's an awesome human being to be with. Oh, but he's too short. Well, no, well, you know, he's too skinny. He's too scrawny, you know. Well, he's not dominant enough. He's not, if he's not any one of those other things, it's, then it's like, well, nigga, then, nigga, that's you. Like, that's not us. That's not men. That's you. And how am I supposed to have empathy for your shallowness? I don't empathize with that because I'm not a particularly shallow person. In fact, I spent most of the earlier half of the video explaining how I'm not shallow. I'd date a fat girl any day of the week if she was a kind human being, and I'd date a short Asian chick any day of the week if she was a kind human being, but they decided that they don't want me. I don't have girls beating down the door to get to me, so I'm supposed to care about how you got, you know, fucked over by all your different boyfriends. I give you the option to talk to someone who is going to care about you and love you and be there for you, and you are like, sorry, no. Well, and then at that point, that's not me, dude, that's you. And that is why, my friends, I just have a tough time empathizing with women and their male problems. It isn't to say that they aren't serious, because they are, and it isn't to say that they don't need solutions, because they do. It's just that a lot of the time those solutions are just onto them accepting the fact that they need to change, or them accepting the fact that they need to do something different. And the only thing I can ever do is just bring it to their attention and say, hey, you gotta do something different. which I do in a lot of the YouTube videos that I make. That's a huge portion of it all. But as far as it goes, do I empathize with them all that much? No, not really. Because I exist. And I don't see any of them frothing at the mouth to come be my wife, so... With that being said, I certainly hope you guys got something out of today's video. And if you did, man, yeah, go and click the like button. Actually, go and click that subscribe button. Comment in the comments below. As always, you guys have yourselves a great day. I'll see you cool cats soon. Adios.